Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada, later tonight. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning on a two-day visit to Canada. He will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure, and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This would be the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit, where Modi will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. Amid rising tensions in the Middle East, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the escalating situation between Israel and Iran. Leaders of the G7 have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. In a joint statement, the G7 emphasized the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions. The group also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasized that Viksit Bharat is not merely a dream but a certain destination powered by a robust knowledge economy. Speaking at Pondicherry University, he highlighted the critical role of youth and students as key stakeholders in driving the country towards Viksit Bharat. Underlining the importance of education, the Vice President said that education is a great equalizer that decimates inequities. He cautioned, however, against the commodification and commercialization of education, urging a return to values rooted in India's traditional Gurukul system. The Vice President also appealed to corporates, business and industry to invest in India's educational sector and pool their CSR resources to create institutes of global eminence as greenfield projects. As a run-up to International Yoga Day 2025 on the 21st of this month, Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga today organized the Yoga Bandhan program in New Delhi. The program witnessed the participation of prominent delegates from various countries, including Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Argentina, among others. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that other residents who were self-sufficient in terms of transport have also been advised to move out of the city in view of the developing situation. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today inaugurated India's largest Gati Shakti multimodal cargo terminal in Manesar, Haryana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that the cargo terminal, sprawling across 45 acres, has the capacity to carry 4,50,000 vehicles. He noted that 108 multimodal cargo terminals are now ready and will be soon be in service, realizing the government's vision of a multimodal network. Over the last decade, India's healthcare system has undergone a remarkable transformation. Flagship initiatives like Ayushman Bharat have provided financial protection to nearly 55 crore people, while under the Ayushman Vandana scheme, the health insurance benefits have been extended to all senior citizens aged 70 and above. The Ayushman Bharat digital mission has modernized healthcare delivery with over 78 crore Ayushman Bharat health accounts hours. Created enabling seamless access to personal health records. The establishment and expansion of AIIMS across multiple states, including the first-ever AIIMS in the Northeast Assam, reflects the government's strong commitment to decentralized and equitable medical education and tertiary care. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued an orange alert for 4 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The districts are Pakumpare, Pakke Kesang, Lua Dibang Valley and Lohit. These places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. The IMD has also issued a yellow alert over 16 districts. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.